Advertising with Sunshine Radio pays to help your business make more money for you. Sunshine Radio can now offer you a special low, low advertising rate, which can help your business make more money for you. Phone our advertising department today at Cork 503358. Advertise today the Sunshine Way.
When looking for quality used furniture at low, low prices, call to the Used Furniture Centre at 87 Jan Griffin Street, Blackpool, near the Neptune Stadium. Our prices are the lowest around. For instance, three-piece suites from £49, wardrobes from £15, bunk beds £45, chest of drawers from £22 and dressing tables from £15. Also a selection of used single divan beds from £19, king-size divans from £25. So call to us first when looking for used furniture at low prices. We'll also give you a trade-in allowance on your unwanted furniture. Call to us first. We're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday, Sunday from 3 p.m. at the Used Furniture Centre, 87 Jan Griffin Street, Blackpool, near the Neptune Stadium.
Music we go, and here's Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, on Sunshine Radio, 96 MHz FM.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know this. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This comes for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. There's a joke, it's a wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and know they're carving you up alright. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast start in the night. I'm gonna lose some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. You can't start a fire. Worry about your little world blowing apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Here's for the county of Old Monaghan, and a man with a bounty of pure gold in hand. We all want to claim him and call him our own. Young Barry McQuiggan, the clone is Cyclone. He'll walk through the crowd and arrive in the ring. It's then he's the master, it's then he's the king. He'll get into motion and turn on the heat. The man who can lay the whole world at his feet. They'll turn down the lights in the Belfast King's Hall. Then Barry's a giant, round 7 feet tall. Just bobbing around like a swift on the wing. And equal to old butterflies that could sting. So cheers for the county of Old Monaghan, and a man with a bounty of pure golden hands. We all want to claim him and call him our own. Young Barry McGuigan, the clone of Cyclone. When Barry will carry the title back home, they'll know why we call him the clone of Cyclone. Don't bet on the fight, only bet on the right. When Diggin McGuigan is going to town. So cheers for the county of Old Monaghan, and a man with a bounty of pure golden hand. We all want to claim him and call him our own. Young Barry McGuigan, the clone of Cyclone. We all want to claim him and call him our own. Young Barry McGuigan, the clone of Cyclone.
Yes, Big Tom and the Clone of Cyclone, a show of contrasts here on Sunshine Radio, the alternative local radio service. I'm Jerry O'Connor. Hello, if you've just joined us. Coming next, completely different, we've Madonna and Get Into the Groove. Don't forget, later in the programme, we're looking at pet psychology, everything you wanted to know about your pets and the way they behave. Here's Madonna, Get Into the Groove.
For inspiration.
Sweet!
Madonna and Get Into the Groove on Sunshine Radio, Cork's number one local radio service. I'm Gerry O'Connor. Hello, if you've just joined us. Who'll be next? Nancy Griffith and the title from the album Lone Star State of Mind. Just time to remind you that today's Twin Spin is U2. Yes, U2. That's coming up later in the programme. The Twin Spin today, U2. Here's Nancy Griffith and the title from the album Lone Star State of Mind.
Yeah.
Yes, S Express and the team from S Express. And the song, actually, I think it's starting to grow on me. You're on Sunshine Radio, and I think it's time we give you a lesson in pet psychology. Yes, just what does your pet think of you? Well, in the whole of human history, only two kinds of animals have constantly been allowed the freedom of our homes. That's cats and dogs. We made an unspoken pact with their wild ancestors, offering food and protection in exchange for the performance of certain duties. For dogs, the duties were complex. They involved hunting, guarding property, defending their owners against attack, destroying vermin, and pulling our carts and sledges. However, for cats, the terms were much simpler. They were required to act first as pest controllers, then as household pets. By living with humans, during its kittenhood, a cat comes to consider them as substitute parents. The dog, too, sees its owners as substitute parents, but the dog has an additional link. In canine society, there are top dogs, middle dogs, and bottom dogs. So the adult pet dog, under ideal circumstances, also sees its human family as the dominant members of the pack, hence its reputation for obedience and loyalty. In the wild, most of a cat's day is spent in solitary hunting. Walking with a human, therefore, has little appeal. And as for coming to heel and learning to sit or stay, cats can be trained, but they are really not very interested. Why does a cat purr? Contentment? Well, not necessarily, you see, because cats in great pain, injured in labour, and even dying, often purr loud and long. Purring signals a desire for attention. Therefore, it can be a signal to a vet from an injured cat indicating the need for friendship, or a signal to an owner saying thank you for friendship given. Many owners suffer from a pet dog's demand to sleep on the bed, because even as adults, dogs look upon their human owners as substitute parents, and it is perfectly natural for them to want to curl up next to their mother's body. In this context, mother is not necessarily a woman. Dogs are nearly always suspicious of strangers who enter their owners' homes, and they greet them with a great deal of barking and sniffing. Visitors with natural, smooth movements can calm them, while people who tend to make quick, jerky movements are much more likely to arouse canine aggression. It is a common error to suppose that a barking dog is threatening you. The bark is merely an alarm and is meant for other members of the pack, which includes the human pack to which the dog belongs. By contrast, attack and flight are silent. The fearlessly aggressive dog rushes straight at you and bites. The dog that is trying to escape keeps quiet as it scampers off. Many people think that if a dog wags its tail, it must be friendly. Well, so did I, but this apparently is not so. Neither is it true that if a cat wags its tail, it must be angry. The only emotional condition that all tail waggers share is a state of conflict. The animal actually feels pulled in two directions. If a cat cries to be let out and the open door reveals a heavy downpour, the animal's tail may start to wag. If it rushes out and stands defiantly for a moment, getting drenched, its tail wags even more furiously. But as soon as it makes a decision, either rushing back into the house or bravely setting off to patrol, its tail stops wagging. Unresolved conflict is also in the mind of the tail-wagging dog. Essentially, the dog wants to stay because it is hungry, friendly, or aggressive, and it also wants to go away, an urge caused by fear. We find it hard to accept that our dogs have anything but love for us, but they also fear us slightly. But given our size in relation to theirs and our dominance over so many aspects of their survival, it is not so surprising that their mood is mixed. Scent exchanges are important to cats. When a cat rubs against your leg, it is partly to make friendly contact, but there is more to it than that. There are special scent glands on its temples and the roots of its tail. Without our realizing it, your cat has marked you with scent from these glands, and it now feels more at home with you. Why does a cat tear at the fabric of your favourite chair? To sharpen its claws? Well, yes, but not in the way most people imagine. The old worn-out claw sheaths are stripped off to reveal glistening new claws beneath, more like the shedding of a snake's skin than the sharpening of a kitchen knife. Puppies too go through a particularly destructive phase. Slippers, gloves, toys, newspapers, even the post may suffer. The reason for this wild behaviour, apart from playfulness, is the problem of teething. Between the ages of 4 and 6 months, there is an increased need to chew on tough objects to help the adult teeth break through. This is also the pre-hunting phase of a growing puppy's life. When it is large enough to be interested in prey, but not very efficient at catching it, during this time, adult dogs in the wild bring chunks of meat back to the home base for youngsters. So when the top dogs, the human owners, leave a slipper lying on the ground, it is natural for a young dog to see it as a welcome gift from the senior members of the group. All cat owners have experienced the moment when their cat jumps to their lap and starts to press down its front paws, alternating them in a rhythmic kneading action. As the action becomes more intense, the prick of claws can be felt, and at this point the owner usually becomes irritated and shoos the cat away. But the owner, sitting in a relaxed manner, signals to the cat, "I'm your mother, lying down, ready to nurse you." The cat then reverts the kittenhood and squats there, purring and going through the motions of stimulating a milk supply. From a cat's point of view, this is a loving moment, and its bodily removal by a claw-pricked owner must be quite inexplicable to the animal. A preliminary study involving heart attack victims suggests that those who own pets may live longer than those who do not. It is a medical fact that the calming influence of a friendly pet reduces blood pressure. Most of us suffer from too much tension and stress in the hustle of modern living, don't I know it? By contrast, friendly contact with a pet dog or cat serves to remind us of the survival of a simple, direct innocence. So that's why Michael Jackson has a monkey. You learn something new every day. Who have we now? Willie Nelson. You're on Sunshine Radio, 96 MHz FM, your alternative local radio service. I'm Jerry O'Connor. Here's Willie Nelson in the city of New Orleans.
The city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? Stealing cars with the old man in the club car. Penny a boy, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. Ride your father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? Home, we'll be there
railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of Boston. I'll be gone 500 miles in the day.
Film and Video Services, 34 Washington Street, offer you 8 and 16 millimeter film hire. Also, exclusive video library. Also specializing in film projectors, slide projectors, and overhead projectors. And if you need that audio video equipment for that meeting, lecture, or conference, phone Cork Film and Video Services today at 34 Washington Street. Telephone 272-919. That's 272-919. Cork Film and Video Services, 34 Washington Street, Cork.
The Cotton Bowl Field Entertainment every night of the week. Dancing to Cork's top bands.
The Church of Ireland Primate, Dr. Rodney.
So you can have a nice, quiet continental drink and a nice, quiet chat with your friends. And of course, if you're trying to impress your visitors home on holidays, then the Cotton Bowl in Mayfield is the place to be. See you there tonight. The Cotton Bowl in Mayfield.
When you are moving house and want to sell the contents of your home for cash, call to us first at the Used Furniture Centre, 87 Ger Griffin Street, Blackpool. We will take in the complete contents of your home and collect it completely free of charge. So call to us first at the Used Furniture Centre, 87 Ger Griffin Street, Blackpool, near Neptune Stadium, or call us on 021 503 358.
For portable typewriters, calculators and dictating equipment. Also special copying service. O'Brien's Office Equipment Limited. The South Mall End of Cook Street. Telephone 270-666. That's 270-666.
Hello, this is Sonny Knowles. My new album has a lot of my favourite songs.
Finger of suspicion points at you. Try a little tenderness. Blow me a kiss from across the room.
I hope some of yours are there too.
Why don't you believe me?
Elfie and Cassette. On Unicorn Records.
Noel Sweeney's Electrical Limited, specializing in the wiring of factories, office blocks and supermarkets. We also cater for the wiring of old and new houses. Also specializing in fire alarms and emergency lighting. For Noel Sweeney Electrical. Today at Cork 46040. That's Noel Sweeney's Electrical. Cork 46040.
Okay, and we're back with Natalie Cole and Pink Cadillac. Just time to remind you that our twin spin today is U2. Stand by, U2 fans. Two in a row from them coming up in just a moment. But here's Natalie Cole and Pink Cadillac on Sunshine Radio 96 MHz FM.